Hello, once again. This is Five Questions Only. I'm your host, Shekinah Fox, and today I have Miss Erica Dulcet May. She's a real estate agent in the New Orleans area. She's also a native New Orleans. She's a graduate of McDonough 35 Senior High. Go Ron Eagles. She's class of 2001. She's always been passionate about real estate. Erica, you want to say a couple of things? Anything I've left out in the edification of you?
No, that's pretty much as you got it. Thank you for those thoughtful words. That's pretty much about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. How long have you been in real estate?
Officially, I have been officially been an agent for about a year and a half now.
Okay. And I know you're in New Orleans, and I'm assuming the surrounding areas as well.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you got your first property around when you were like 20 or 21.
I had just turned 20. I was a month into my 20th birthday and I bought my first house. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that is so good. Stop calling me ma'am, girl. Yes, ma'am. That's good. Now, so from you seeing buying your first property in 20, I'm assuming that was in New Orleans, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Lower Ninth Ward.
And how have things changed within real estate that you can see in New Orleans, especially after Hurricane Katrina and, you know, everything that's happened?
Sure. So from my perspective, the housing market has drastically increased since Hurricane Katrina. The rental market is just skyrocketing through the roof, almost to a point of the average New Orleanian here cannot afford to rent and sometimes buy a home. And I think one of the causes is due to gentrification. Of course, a lot of people migrated here to New Orleans after Katrina, you know, mostly to help with the rebuilding efforts, but they come from other states and places where, you know, the markets are much higher, real estate markets are much higher. So therefore, they were willing to pay. And then the actual supply of housing, you know, immediately after Katrina, of course, was scarce. So it just caused a demand and supply effect to take, you know, to take place. But it has gotten out of control. So it's changed a lot. It has increased a lot here.
Do you think due to this, you know, because gentrification was going to actually be my next question. We've seen it a lot across the board in different cities. Have you ever sold a home in a gentrified area? Or, you know, work with people to show them, like, how does that make you, how do you feel? I know you got to keep it professional, you know, from your standpoint, the attitudes of the people who buy in gentrification areas. It's like, I'm not sure if they know that they're a part of the problem, maybe.
Yeah. So I have, at this moment, I have not sold a home in a gentrified area, but I have shown homes in a gentrified area, and the majority of my sales have been from local people here. And sometimes it's a challenge. You know, they want to live in a certain neighborhood. They know, you know, what they couldn't have gotten it for, you know, before all the gentrification and the increase of the market in certain areas. And it's like they just can't fathom paying the amount of money. You know, just give you an example. You know, Central City, New Orleans, that's where your Claiborne and Martin Luther King, Aretha Cassie Haley area. Can you visualize the area? I know you've been gone for quite a time, Shekinah. But in the area which is Central City, you know, you could have gotten a home maybe easily, you know, just $80,000 just for the sake of numbers, you know, average home. Mm-hmm. And now these homes are going for, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 easy.
I'm sorry, cut you off. And you were going out for a bit, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, so, you know, a person that's, you know, from here, especially from the central city area or surrounding area, who want to still stay in their, you know, neighborhood where they know and love and they're familiar with, because it's all about familiarity, even if you're from the same city, but you'll be familiar with your own neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So, but they cannot afford it. So they have to go out. They have to maybe go out to known as East or, you know, or sometimes even further, just depending on their budget. And, you know, it's a challenge, you know, but we just have to fight back.
Right. Now, doesn't that seem like a slap in the face? Like to say, okay, if this group of people move here, all of a sudden prices go up because they're better.
It is. And don't get me wrong. I get a part of, you know, wanting to make a neighborhood better. All of our neighborhoods should be, you know, clean and safe, regardless of who's living in that neighborhood. And, you know, and we live in a, you know, a society where, you know, it's a free market, right? So, and supply and demand come in. I get it from the business perspective. I really do. But from a personal perspective, you've been living here all your life. You've been maybe working hospitality, which is our largest working industry here. You simply can't afford that. The jobs and corporations are not here to allow you, the average New Orleanian, to be able to afford such homes, especially in certain neighborhoods when normally you could have afforded before gentrification set in. So, I can get and understand both sides, but it should not take gentrifying a neighborhood come in to make a neighborhood nicer, cleaner, safer. We should be doing that ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal. That's one of the goals that I'm working on.
Well, that's awesome. And with the whole gentrification, and say you're trying to, those who are in the business of hospitality, say someone's making $35,000 yearly, how likely is it for them to be able to purchase a home if not in one of those areas that skyrocket, but maybe New Orleans East or somewhere else?
Yeah, so the average income for New Orleans is about $36,000. So you're almost right on the money. And of course, they will not at all be able to afford to buy a home in a gentrified neighborhood, but there are some neighborhoods that they still can't afford. Aside from me being a real estate agent, I have joined forces with three other amazing women, Black women, and we have created an investment company to invest in homes in areas, particularly Gentilla and New Orleans East, to give first-time home buyers, you know, hopefully mostly New Orleanians, a quality home, but at an affordable price. So that is our mission. And we just finished our first home and it's now under contract. It's beautiful, you know, and not just beautiful, it's built of quality, you know. And that's what we want to do. That is our aim. That's a part of me trying to help, you know, fix the problem and the issue. You know, we should be able to still protect our own communities, you know what I'm saying? And give, you know, have a nice community without it being gentrified.
And where can people get that information who are interested with your financial, with your group?
Sure. So the name of the group is Send Investment Group, S-E-N-D, Send. And you can email me right now. We don't have a company email, but you can email me personally at etmay, that's E-T as in time, May, M-A-Y-E at gmail.com. Or my real estate email, emay at kw.com. I'm actually an agent with Keller Williams, a wonderful, wonderful broker. So yeah, or you can hit me up on Facebook, Erica May Realty is my business real estate Facebook page. And you know, if you hit me up, I'll be able to give you
more.
You want me to say it one more time?
Say that one more time. It went out for a quick second. Erica Realty, you said?
Erica May Realty is my Facebook business page. Yeah, where you can get in contact with me. So those are the three ways you can get in contact with me. Either about real estate itself, or the real estate investment side of it.
Are there any numbers, phone numbers?
Yes, my number is 504-621-6914.
Okay, awesome. And one more question. What's like a decent credit score that one should possibly have? What's like a good decent credit score that like what's the minimum, you know? Say you making 35,000 a year and like where would you like to see the credit score?
Yeah, so just for a disclaimer that each lender's, can be different, you know what I'm saying? But for on average, I would say if you have bare minimum of 620, and that comes with sufficient work history and other qualifying factors, you can get pre-approved for a loan. But I also like to stress that even with having a 650, 620, you might get approved, but still try to shoot for a little bit higher because you just because you get approved, but you might get approved at a higher interest rate because that particular lender might consider you still a moderate risk versus low risk. You see what I'm saying? So 620 will get you in the house, but 670, 700 to get you in the house for a little bit cheaper, but each lender is different. So yeah, talk to a lender. And when you are pre-approved and ready to buy, call me.
Y'all heard that call, Miss Erica May. Here's another question. This is more than five questions. This question is from a friend of mine, LaShonda Edmonds. How should you prepare or what should you consider to keep in mind before buying a home?
That's a great question, LaShonda. I would like for people to keep in mind that the real estate home buying process can be very exciting, but it also can be emotionally draining. You have to deal with your realtor, of course, your lender, the title company. So just be prepared. Have all your documents together, your tax returns, your W-2, your check stubs, your bank statements. Do not, if you're considering buying a home, say within the next 90 days to 6 months, do not make any additional large purchases. Like, don't go out and buy any furniture on credit, any cars. Don't, shoot up your credit card debt because although you might make 35 a year, but your debt to income ratio makes a difference in your buying power. Because two people who makes 35,000 a year does not necessarily mean that they'll be pre-approved from the same amount because one person might have higher debt than the other, or one person's credit score might be higher than another. So those are the things that you should keep in mind if you're considering buying a home. And I also teach financial literacy courses to the community just as volunteering. So that's another thing I do. So because I want our people to be prepared, and be informed. Yeah, so yeah, I think those are some pretty good, tips to start.
Well, where could they someone if someone's interested in one of your financial literacy courses, where could they find out more about that? Is it your website or?
Sure. So right now I have a separate business Facebook page called Business Sense, CENTS. And that's where I put up if I'm having a class, any financial tips, whether it's local in New Orleans, regional or state, statewide. If I come across any articles where you can just keep abreast of certain information, so that is Business Sense, CENTS. Follow me on there, like my page, and you can find out.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time out, answering more than five questions, and just educating everybody, educating me on buying a home and gentrification and your literacy courses as well. We'll be talking to you again. Thank you once again. What is are there any anything, any last words you'd like to say?
Just about watch and monitor your credit scores. Just work at being financially fit. We all we got. We live in a credit-based world, and you will need to protect that, if you want to build a nice financial future. And good luck to everyone. Call me if you have any questions.
Okay, you went out again, and you probably gave like the lottery winning numbers. Could you say that one more time?
I said, monitor and protect your credit. We live in a credit-based world here in the United States, and you know, your credit is very important. And work at being financially fit. You know, we all we got. And call me if you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you once again. This has been Five Questions Only. I'm your host, Shekinah Fox. Thank you to our guests, Ms. Erica Doucette-May, a New Orleans real estate agent and financial literacy instructor. Thank you.
Thank you.